Ramban in terms of whether or not Olam HaBa and Tchiyas HaMeisim are the same thing. He explained the tremendous importance for the Ramban of being Mekadesh the Guf, and Mashenkin, for the Rambam, it's seemingly Olam HaBa could begin the minute after the person was Meis, after the person passed away. Ramban says that explicitly, Bidaito, Bidasa Rambam. And a large part of the question was how significant was the Guf? It was ironically for the Rambam. So what are you going to create another Guf for? It's not going to have tzarchei haguf, and it's not going to need to eat, and it's going to just create it like a statue to be like an. That doesn't seem to be a purpose. Mashenkin, the Ramban, the Yad Ramah said you need to have. The Yad Ramah said number one, it needed to become part of the schar. It needed to get schar just like the neshama did. And secondly, beyond that, there was an inherent chashivos to the guf itself. There's a tremendous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a tremendous ratzon in the way he created the guf in the way that he did. And there's something to that tzura itself. And we remember what we spoke, we think we showed last time, and again, the idea is all over the place. It's really, all the Mekubalim speak about this at great, great, great length. But we just went to the Nefesh HaChayim and spoke about the Shir Koma. So we spoke about it a little bit. And it's interesting, he quoted, ironically, one of his sources in that parak in Nefesh HaChayim was the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. So I didn't realize this last time. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim himself quotes that the Shir Koma of an Adam. But he continues, so I just checked this up afterwards. I think, why is the Rambam saying this? He's the one Bedavka. So then, he would seem to be denying this, I would have thought. So he follows in the following way. This is a very interesting Nekuda. He says, don't tell me, we know there are numerous chazals which tell you that an Adam is an Olam Katan. An Adam is an Olam Katan. It's all the same thing which are in the world. Midrashim say this. I mean, I just read someplace that the same way, just reading in an article, that the same way that the world is two-thirds water, so to the person is two-thirds dam. Two-thirds liquid. That's one of example. Mamet just read that in Nukta. That could mean, that just means the importance of one person. That definitely gets you 100%. So, a concept that an Adam is an Olam Katan. So, Zak the Rambam, don't tell me it's because of this idea that I just expressed that. Of this idea of the Shir Koma, the parallels between the Guf and the world, that's the reason why in Adam's an Olam Katan. Why? He says, the same thing is true about a Behema. They have come out the same Evarim. So why is it he continues on? It's because of the Das, the person's able to do this and this with his body, and he's able to manipulate his Guf, etc. This is, I believe, Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, Chelek Aleph, Perek Ayin Vav, in Mor Nevuchim. It was fascinating that according to the Rambam, even when he's telling you the importance of the guf, he's belittling it at the same time. Behema has the same thing. So the truth is it really the same thing? Behema is also having Olam Haba? I don't know about that. So Elamites, probably, the answer is going to be probably, there's a huge distinction between the Behem and the Adam, even in their Guf, besides the fact of what we can do with it. The Chorav, number one, Eino Doma, that Bekoma Zekufa. Koma Zekufa is a huge thing. Okay. Bekoma Zekufa, basically the fact that we're able to stand up, which is probably reflects a huge Nekuda. Number one is that we're basically firstly, in Shamayim, our ikar is in, our head is closer to Shamayim. It's representing something huge. Furthermore, Gufa, again, I'm just using Nefesh HaChaim just simply as a way, it's a billion other Sfarim. But the way the way the body is organized is the way we're supposed to run our lives. Machshava dibor maisa. Machshava dibor maisa. Basically, the klei hamachshava is in the moach. The klei hamachshava. I'm sorry. The klei hadibor is in the mouth, and the maisim are in the yadayim, or whatever. Or put a little bit differently, a variation of the same.
So dibor is higher than maisim?
I think so. No. Yeah, I think that's the case. What?
No.
I think that's the case. Yeah, that's probably true. I think the Sfarim say as well, melech. Melech is moach lev kaved. Melech. And the way our body is set up, that we're supposed to be meshabed everything else to the moach. Our emotions and our mind are on the same level. Our mind is supposed to dictate our emotions, which is supposed to dictate our actions. And a goof of the way our body is set up that way is not just a coincidence. There's something in gufa in the body itself, which is different. The Rambam says, what's the big deal? It's come out the same thing as the behemoths. The answer is no. There's probably a huge distinction between the two. And I just picked on a few, but I'm sure that represents many, many, probably many others. Okay, that was more or less from the past. Another aspect of the same machlokas probably is reflected in the following. Again, this Rambam in Perek Ches, Halacha Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, Ze Shekaru Oso Achacham Olam Haba, Lo Mipnei She'eno Matzli Ata, Ze Ha'olam Oved V'akachach Yavo Oso Ha'olam. Don't tell me it's because that this world isn't in existence now, and it's going to have to come after the other world. After another world, ein hadavar kein ela rei motzli v'omei. It's already found. Shenemar asher safanta l'reiecha. V'lo karuhu olam haba ela nishos anukayim ba'in lo adam acha chayeh olam hazeh anukayim nu abegof nefesh. It comes after zeh nimto l'chol adam barishona. This is found for each person barishona. Again, we had missed. You could read that Rambam at least part of it saying it's just simply. He just simply means. The world is not going to have to transform itself before Olam Haba, but it fits in, especially what we said at the end, Vizu HaNimtzu L'chol Adam Barishona. What he's really driving at is it happens for each person the minute after he dies. Right? But they're both true. Certainly it's not. What he's definitely saying, it's not like the world has to start again, has to be destroyed and start again to call it Olam Haba. To which the Ravid retorts, Hasog gets the Ravid right there, Avram nira kimachlish she'en ha'olam chozer l'tov avo v'akadosh baruch ha mechadish olamo. He seems to be denying.
Sorry, I missed that. The Rambam was saying, the one was saying what?
But
the Olam Haba is.
Why don't you read it? Better than me. It's better that you just read it. Halacha Ches. Read it out loud. Read it out loud.
Zeh
shekaru osu chachanu ma'olam
haba.
Lo mimei
she'eno. Matzoy ata v'ze olam oved v'achar chavo osa olam ina davar kein ela rehu matzoy v'omei shenemar sher tzafanta po'alta v'lo karau ha'olam haba el mei she'osa nachayin ba'in lo l'adam achar chaya olam hazeh she'anu kaimin bo beguf v'nefesh ezo enintel chol adam barishona. So the maysa, where is this olam haba though?
So in theory there are two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding it is just simply all he means is to be sholo what the Ravid is about to ask on him. That he's just saying it happens. There is an entire world as we know it, and when the world is, and then at that point it's come out the same world, which just continues into Olam Haba. That's one way of saying what he means. The other way of saying
so the person dies according to Olam Haba.
I think what he really means is that. That's what I'm getting to. The second, I believe, what as soon as the person dies, that's when his Olam Haba starts.
Okay, but so that's just saying that it's
heat. It's here right now.
It's like
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
That Olam Haba exists right when a person.
I believe that. I believe that's what he means. I think there is a way to read this Rambam that he means after.
Yeah, that's what I was a little.
That's what you get a little bit mixed messages within this Rambam, but fits in. As we spoke, I think we spoke about some of those rayas in the past, that it happens right after a person dies.
And the Rambam
says, either way, this following point, the Rambam is certainly denying. The Amar Avraham Nira Kimachresh She'ein Ha'olam Choser L'Tov Vavo V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Olamo. This, that the world has to revert back to Tov Vavo, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to renew the world. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadek Zayin, later on, I guess at the pace we're going, another 10 years or something, Shisa Alpe Halve Alma V'Chad Charuv, that the world is 6,000 years, V'Chad Charuv, and then 1 year destruction, V'Nimsa Shuhu Olam Chadash, and eventually that Olam Haba would be another world. The world has to be destroyed first.
Does the world have to be destroyed in year 6,000?
According to the
Gemara?
It seems to be saying that, yeah. The Rabbi seems to say that from the Gemara. The Rabbi does say that from the Gemara. Whether or not the Rambam, actually the truth is, this is part of a different discussion. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim is explicit that he seems to deny that Gemara. He seems to say that it's machlokas and sugyas. He suggests...
So that according to the Rambam, the whole thing about 6,000 years is
off. The 6,000 year point may be until Mashiach comes, maybe a different Makuda, but this the world this in terms of Olam Haba afterwards. And Chozo and being Chozo Tel Vavo, that seems to be according to the Rambam, based on Laharis Olam Amedas, he thinks the Chazal's understanding Psukim are different than what this Chazal. He thinks it's Machlokes HaSugyos. That's what he writes there in Mor Nevuchim. The exact Maramakal, if I have it right. Yeah, this is right here. Rambam Mor Nevuchim, Beis Chaf Ches. Sorry, where is this? Yeah. Rambam Mor Nevuchim, Al piha de kohelas kolasher yaseh elokim hu yelo olam olav ein la hosif menu ein la groa. To which the Ramban disagrees. That pasuk doesn't go anything against that chazal. It just means the world isn't gonna to lo yipol machmas yishon. It means this is not gonna just it's gonna get too old, and therefore the world's gonna decay. No, it means the world will exist until HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer wants it to. That's other man in Rosh Hashem to meet what we explained. But anyway, the Rambam himself, he thinks that the machlokas hasugyos is based on other concepts. Or, pardon me, that chazal kufa is a mashal. It gets into a discussion of mashalim for another time. But anyway, there seems to be this other machlokas then between the Rambam and Ravid, but really the Rambam versus almost everybody else, as to whether or not the world has to be recreated in order to have Olam Haba. Certainly, it's what seems to be the pshat, the Rambam again has it right after the person dies, it seems like.
According to the Rambam, what happens when a person dies?
So, both the Rambam, the Rambam, and all the others, they describe there's something else going on before the real Olam Haba. There's Gan Eden, there's Gehenim, and things like that. Those seem to be the preparatory places to be.
Gan Eden is not Hainan
Haba? I don't think so. The Rambam
would say that they are.
The Rambam would say they certainly lead into one another. There's much less of a distinction between them. Gan Eden is probably a muscle, that's what I think. I think he even said. Going to the Rambam. So let's assume for now there is this machlokas between the Rambam. There is clearly a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether or not the world has to renew itself, or whether Olam Haba could come right afterwards. So why is that? So one way of explaining that has everything to do with what we just said, and this is an idea of the Ramchal in about 100 places. In Derech Hashem, Aleph Gimel Tes, and many of his other Sfarim, and Das Tunos, and Maimar Rikarim, and many of his other Sfarim, explains, this is for example one quote, "Delo yuchlu lo ha'adam v'lo ha'olam me'ata higiyaz man hashlemus adayin b'tsurash and his kalkula Dehainu this tzura. Sheyesh lem achshav. Shebonis rabbe hara. That the world as it is, in the form that it is, can't perfect itself. Both the individual and the world. Elo yitztarech lehem bechweach avor mavor hefsed. It first has to go through destruction. Dehainu hamisol la'adam b'hefzu l'chol shar ha'chayim shenis kalkal limo. Destruction of man, which is his death, and the destruction of the world, which was ruined with him. Lo suchal ha'neshama l'zakech es ha'guf el ha'acher sh'teitz menu t'chilo v'yamos ha'guf v'yipaseid. That first, the neshama has to leave the guf, and the guf has to then be decayed. V'oz yachzer v'yibonet binyin chadash v'nichnas bo ha'neshama v'tizakechehu. Then the neshama has to, once the guf has already been decayed, then it can come back with the neshama, and the neshama can now purify it. V'chein ha'olam kulo yecharev mitzuraso shel ata v'yashuv b'tzura acheres ru'uyo l'shlemos. In other words, this fits in everything what we've been talking about. According to the Mekubalim, the idea is, the goal of Olam Haba is to not just simply have a pure neshama, but rather to be able to perfect the guf. And the guf is the guf literally, and the bigger guf, the neshama of the entire world. The world is the guf. The neshama is what drives the guf. So the same way, number each person, because they were chote, they're somewhat imperfect. Therefore, memela, there needs to the guf needs to decay, needs kfura and rima v'soleya v'chula v'chula, until it's able to come back with the neshama and be purified. So the world needs to again also be destroyed. The muscle, probably like the mabul, I think about the mabul. Not only did the person need to be destroyed, people, mankind, even the animals, even the gimel amal shel macharesha, Rashi says there. Basically the world had to be destroyed with the, at that point to restart again at the time of the Mabul. So too, that the same muscle is being used here, the person and the world, in order to recreate the world, the, so to speak, the guf of the world in its proper tzura. Right? That fits in everything with what we've been saying. Right? Yeah. Because the world is it's complete the neshama, that could have been ganz fine. But being that you have to recreate the world and re-perfect the world, that's what we're trying to do, then that the guf needed to be nifsat first, and as well the world had to be nifsat first. Had to be tichozer l'tel v'vo.
After that, the guf will come back.
And after that, according to the Ramban, and the Imei, the Ravid, then the guf will come back and yet be in a form which will not need achilo shtia, etc., etc., as we spoke about. Think you're thinking.
Yeah.
Well, makes sense. My claim now what I'm about to say is a bit more of a theory, but I'm going to make the following suggestion. Is it possible that within this machlokas between the Rambam, Ravid, almost everybody, and the Rambam, there could be another component to the same machlokas? That not only, again, until now the way I've been presenting things, is that the pshat is the neshama could be ganz fine, would have been perfectly fine for its so to speak, olam haba, its schar, after the person died. But, in order to perfect the guf, and the guf of the world, the person needs to be nifsat first, and as well as the world has to be nifsat first. Is it possible that they're really, based on the same machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, even the neshama couldn't perfect itself until the world is changed? What do I mean in the following? Here's my claim. That being that, according to the Ramban, let's say, Udi'ime, the Ramban, the Ravid, it's really everybody, almost everybody. My claim is that the guf and the neshama are meant to be together. Now, even when they're apart, the neshama is still, so to speak, worried. It knows about what's going on here on earth. And being that what's going on here on earth is still imperfect, Mimela, even the neshama can't reach the highest level that it could possibly reach. I'll explain more in a second. I'll give raya's in a second. I mean, my claim is for the Rambam, the whole thing, the guf is just the as a nisayon for the neshama and the neshama. Alright, it's just there to make things a bit more difficult. Are we going to still be able to do Torah and mitzvahs while with the guf, and to control it and limit it, and then once the guf is gone, then Mela, the neshama is perfectly happy by itself. Now it could be Dorish, and now it could be Dorish as Hashem and Dorish the Seichel and the. Even once the neshama left the guf, it didn't really leave the guf. It's still no. What?
Well,
let me bring raya to this. Right? Obviously, am I crazy? So let me already think of the following. Let me just bring several Maramakomos which may lead into this direction. First of all, several Rambans in this direction. There's a Gemara. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Beis. And the Ramban discusses this at great length in Shehar HaGemol. Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufo Kayim, Menishmaso Olav Yoredes. L'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufo Batal, Menishmaso Olav Yishuv Eino Yoredes. At least it shows you within Yud Beis Chodesh, there's still a connection between Guf and Neshama. It's still hovering over. The Drush of Saran in Zion says something similar. The Talmud Chacham ein lehem menucha apam v'olam haba inyan rochel mevaka al baneha. What's pshat in this, for example? Right, the Gemara speak about the avos rochel mevaka al baneha. She feels, she senses. When we're not there, the emes is this is a sugi aruka. This is a sugi aruka in Gemara and Brachos.
It
may seem yodim and yosim hashem. Very difficult, strange sugi.
There's very.
Huh?
There's like jewelry and.
But the Gemara is interesting. It's a pelodic Gemara, but the Gemara actually speaks about this very topic. Huh?
You're better in a light than the Rachel and Rachel, but yeah. Meaning, in the fact, it seemed more of a.
Is that it?
Joyful, like it was something like that. She wanted makeup, I think, right?
Ah. Okay, I have to know the examples, but the. But. This. These Gemaras give you the sense. That certainly something like Rachel Mavak al Baneha may mean that the Avos have maybe the Avos may have something special for it, but it gives you the impression that they know, they sense what's going on, and being that the world is still imperfect, and like Klal Yisrael's position in the world is imperfect, then they feel that. It's Mamish this week's parasha. It's Mamish this week's parasha. The concept of Tefillah Shel Mason, Right, this week's parable. Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Daled. What was Pirish Kolei Mimeraglim Hishtateach Al Kibbe Avos? And what did he say? Amar Le Avos Olam Bikshu Alay Rachamim. Similarly, this is a big Torah. Exactly how to say this properly? If this gets into using intermediaries and what's the proper way of saying being, you should be typical word at a kvura. At a levaya should be a milas yosher, but how does that work exactly? It's a question. It's certainly the minhag yisrael sounds like they're doing something. They know what's going on, and they're being an emissary for us. Here's a quote for the Maharam Shik. It's unbelievable. What's Pshat? Eich mahani tfilos achayim olav klop. Tireis ha-mesim etstarim betzar ha-chayim. V'im bo'im ha-chayim b'shas tzara. V'im lem yeshua'im lo yirachim u'min ha-shamayim. B'vada ha-mesim etstarim tfeim. Rachim ha-shem b'skos ha-mesim im ein ru'uyim le'yonesh. Similarly, the Maral says this in Siva Avoda Perakid Beis, where he's discussing the relationship to Machnisei Rachamim and the famous piece. But he's trying to machalik between Mesim and Malach. But there's a room, it seems to be room for them to be Mispala. So, my claim is, within all of these, we seem to show that Gufa, even in the Shamas, even in the pure. I don't know that could be understood in different ways. That could just be understood they have their impact still there. If that gets very much into understanding the Chazal in this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, Mazar B'chayim, huh?
Yeah.
I saw that, I saw this week. It's an aside, it doesn't sense here. There seems to be a machlokas, according to the Bali Rashi and Tosis, it's a Peledic idea, very important. He says, the Lashon HaGemara is, what do you mean? B'chi b'chdi, chantuhu, b'kavru, b'chantuhu, they embalmed him, they buried. So the answer is no, mikra ani dorish. Mahu b'chai, mazaro b'chai. So the simple way of learning that, a way of learning that is, this is the way the Sefer Or Yoel. Or Yoel is the Meshkiach of Chevron. Yeah. Of Chasma. So he says, the pshat is, it's an important word to Machazek Aramuna, that a person can think all they want. You look at something, if it's beheja against the pasuk, then what should you be questioning? Huh?
Yeah.
Where does the Emunah lie? He says, if the Torah says this is where, okay, this is emes, and everything else, okay, we'll have to answer. It's a kasha. And that's the way he puts it. Very interesting. The truth is he thinks the name of Rashi and Tosas. He proved that even that the head was still moving. Tosas seemed to say there in Tainus. He takes it very, very, very literally. There's a he quotes the footnotes there in that same sefer. He quotes Shulte Giborim, the first parak of Avodah Zarah, which says that it's the mashal, that's what Chazal meant it, it's really their impish, and sometimes Chazal are speaking as a mashal, it's very reasonable to say, that mahub is really mahub b'chayim, mazara b'chayim, mahub b'chayim, he's still alive in as much as his children are still alive. So that, in terms of tzadikim chayim, it could just mean even in Olam Haba, they still have b'shayim. Even when they're here, they're nothing. The Iker Chiyos or something like that would be. There are different ways of understanding that. Doesn't necessarily have to go in this direction. But the truth is, and I want to know how does the. I was curious, how does the Rambam relate to some of these Gemaras? Right? How does the Rambam. It's interesting. One of the key gemaras I mentioned before was the gemara in Tainis, right? The gemara says in Tainis that on a Tainis they go out to the Beis HaKvaros. Many still have that minhag on Tisha B'Av. It's the only true Tainis Sibur that we have is that, you know, the Tainis Sibur. What's that?
Armakol,
yeah, it's quoted. The minhag to go out, based on the gemara, to go out to the Beis HaKvaros. So the gemara presents two different svaras. Why would they go out to Beis HaKvaros? I forget which Amorayim we mentioned. So one opinion is that we ourselves are like perceive ourselves on that day like Mason. The other day is Kadesh is Palal Aleinu Hamayim, that the Mason themselves should daven on our behalf. That could be an according to an Afkamini. So it's interesting. What?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. The Rambam already. Which one does he quote?
Not the one about this fella.
The Rambam quotes which one exactly? He quotes that Anu Chashuvim Kemesim. In fact, there already knows the Kalim on the page. Why did he do that? And maybe go. I don't remember which. I may have even gone against Kol Hayapsah. Either way, why not bring both? What he only he's only go raise one of them. Parenthetically, so one way being masbir, this is exactly what I'm saying. According to the Rambam, this that they daven for, he's very bothered by this concept that they daven for us. How he explains away all the gemaras, I don't know. All Racham Avakal, but I don't really know. What's that? Which Gemara Bracha? Oh, that Gemara, right? Maybe you would understand it more as a muscle for something. I don't know what the Rambam would do with it. Or maybe he would say the conflicting chazals. There is another way, Derech Agav, of explaining this. There's nothing to what we're talking about. It's an important yisod, I think, because I didn't mention that it could be. Before I get to bring into other riots about the point I want to talk about, this is interesting. There may be a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban about the way tefila works. The way tefila works, whether it's shayach to have tefila yidei mason. Why? Because according to the Rambam, we know there's a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, the tefillah is a mitzvah, as the Rambam says, or the Ramban really says, the way it's known is that it's a mitzvah they start, but the way he really starts out, the Ramban, is, if you really ask me, it's not a mitzvah at all. Really what tefillah is a schus. It's a schus, it's an opportunity that you have to be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a schus that we have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that tefillah. And it's not really a chiyuv. If you'll tell me it's a mitzvah, then the mitzvah will be be'et tzara to realize that you're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's answering your tefillahs. But his really starting point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillah. So now, if according to the Rambam, what is tefillah inherit be'ikar? Tefillah is a navoda. Tefillah is a person who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chora, it's very...
I'm not arguing about that.
On what?
The Rambam just said that. That avoda is only
a zechus
for you.
I don't know about that. My impression is he actually does other things with avoda being. I think he does other things with those positive, those like months. It's not really a mitzvah. For the Rambam, the way tefillah is a mitzvah. Tefillah is a mitzvah. There are other Rambams. Why is it one? Why is it? Why is it one could daven for the Rambam? Why could one daven kol hayom? Is there karbanos? It could bring the darim nedavos. For the Rambam, it is ikari rachamim. For the Rambam, tefillah is basically karbon. It's karbon. It's avoda.
But now
it has no shaychus. It has no shaychus. It's avoda. Once kivan shalom is made even a mitzvos. He's not a bar avoda anymore. The Rambam, if I remember correctly, I'm not in the Maramon comments right now, but the Rambam, if I remember correctly, he explains why Shalai Shetan is because of Karbon Adava. It's just one example of many like that. Everything's carbon, carbon, carbon. So it's not Shayach Bechlal to Mason. Mash Enkin for the Ramban, Bikar was to get answered. It's not really a mitzvah. So even if anyone is Mavakesh on our behalf, Kilu, anyone who could be Mavakesh on our behalf. Right, so even if Mason leads to the problem of being Mavakeh Shalom, whatever, being Mavakeh Shalom Mason, Midori Shalom Mason, these are all things to talk about in terms of this parasha. But per se. That may be, in other words, a tefillah machlokas, not about gufa, this the relationship between gufa and neshama after pshas misa. That would be one. Interesting, Maramakum number two is interesting. I thank Rav Yosef Brandstein, who wrote a fascinating article in Beis Yisrael a couple of years ago. I was reading in this context. The Gemara. Tells us, of course, that one is not allowed to of course, daven and say Kriya Shema and the like in front of a mace. Da'arama shel mace. And we always thought the reason for that is the Gemara seemed to say Lo Egla Rosh. Lo Egla Rosh Charef Oseyo. Right? It's, so to speak, embarrassing the mace who can no longer have the opportunity to do mitzvahs. What's the Rambam going to do with that? So the Pella. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma Perikim Alachabez. Zok der azoy. Ein korin Kriyashma lo bebeis ha-merchot, lo bebeis ha-kisei, lo bebeis ha-kvaros, lo betzad ha-meis atmo, v'chol mi she-kora v'makom she-ein korin, chozer v'kore. And any place you read it, we were not supposed to, one has to reread Kriya Shema, to which Frek the Ravid, right there. I don't understand. I understand if you say if you say it in a Beis HaKisei, if one says it in a Beis HaMerchot, that's a Toeva. You're going to say Kriya Shema in a Beis HaKisei. Terrible. So therefore, one would have to say Kriya Shema again. But if one said Kriya Shema in front of a mace, the Kriya Shema was ganz fine. It was just. When it was over, a quote to speak of another machavero of Lo Egla Rosh. So why in the world am I repeating Kriya Shema? And no sekelim bothered by the question of the Ravid's kasha. I don't understand. There was nothing inherently wrong with the Kriya Shema. So they say, yeah, the Ravid, you're right. But since there is a knas of some sort, since Enoch and Ami, since it was also to do, it shouldn't really pass on Kriyashma, but since it was also to do, Mimela Chazal made a knas. And this issue is repeat Kriyashma. Is it Efshir to say the following? This is where Rav Yosef was coming from. He wasn't put together with everything else, but he said there were really two ways of looking at Mason. This is where he was coming from over there. One way of saying it is the pshat that is basically amazed, Kamat's still alive, he knows what's going on, he feels bad that he can't do what he's supposed to be doing, and there's still almost a sense of Kedusha in front of him, which we obviously there's certain many halachos covered amazed, and a base like ours, which treats with certain aspects of Kedusha, certain aspects. Or the pshat is, Rachmanot, it's not amazed, is what? Amazed is Ki'ilu a makom tumah. It's a makom tumah. It's a makom rach ra.
But
lo
eglarash.
Oh, hold on a second. So it could be what the Rambam is understanding is that why can't one say Kriya Shema in a Beis HaKvaros? Nothing to do with lo eglarash. There may be a Yerushalmi, which he may be holding like a Yerushalmi there, who gives you this impression. Yerushalmi there says, what's the lashon? Sorry. The inkor and kriyashma of the name is the boy lifros l'makom tyra. The boy lifros l'makom tyra. Doesn't say the other rash. So it could be the Rambam is holding like Yerushalmi against that. He doesn't understand. It doesn't.
He never quotes the idea of
the other rash. I can't say never is a strong word. Huh? I looked a little bit at the time. I didn't find it, but doesn't mean I can't say never. But I haven't seen it. I haven't. Could be. I only looked at one. One place. I don't know. I never saw it. So for the Rambam, the word is you can't say one. Can't say Kriya Shema there, but it's a ki'ilu makom tuma, just like a beis hakisei, a beis hamerchads, and a beis hakvaros. They could be said, they could be put in the same way, and for that reason, it's not a bein odom l'chaveiro dika type of problem of loig l'rash. The problem is, one said, it's kriyash b'anamakom, enei makom tumah. So all of these may be It's an interesting machlokes, needs to be thought about a lot more. The Gemara in Perek Shoel, also on Shabbos, to the end of Shabbos, discusses a Rachmanos on a Mei She'ein Lo Menachamin. There's no Avelim. So what did the Gemara seems to say? What does one do? One brings in ten people to sit around the house. That's the Gemara seems to say. So what role are they playing? We don't have a Ramam Shoftim here, do we? By any chance. If we did, I know it would help. If not, I'll just try to do it wrong. From my notes. Okay, go ahead. We'll mention it now, if not maybe next time. We'll chazer it quickly. The Rambam seems to say that one has to have a point, ke'ilu appoint somebody as one of the misnachamim. Pashup shat of the Gemara, ke'ilu, is that the 10 people are coming, so to speak, to be menachim the neshama. Like the neshama is still covering around the bayis, ke'ilu. It could just be covenant made. And with that, I mean, there are other ways of saying this. But ke'ilu, they're. Mash enkein for the Ravid, for the Rambam, ke'ilu, there needs to appoint the misnacham. So I'm suggesting maybe it hinges on this nekuda. Okay, normally again, Rachmanu Litzlan is nicham avelim is torah and avdal. So when there are no avelim, so a way of understanding the Gemara is one puts 10 people in the house, and that's sort of menachem the person in somewhat of a partial abstention of the partially being there. The neshama hovering around the guf, so to speak, in the bayis. Mash inking for the Rama may not have any concept like that. It may be more just simply. Anyway, these are all suggestions. I don't know whether or not I'm sure of these things. Obviously, these are suggestions. But my claim based on all of this is that these are some of the reasons why the Rambam, the minute after the person's mace, he's gone far. The person's now, he's freed, so to speak, from his guf, from the nisayon of his guf. So now he's free to be Doresh in the Muskolos. He's free to be. Where's the Lashon I was looking for before? Sorry. Etc. Things, everything there, just simply being nenemi zevashlino. So that could. I think he's gone fine. Happening with that right after the person passes away, then he's not limited anymore by anything else. For the Rambam and the Imei and the Ravid and everything. But dafka, because there needs to be, for the same reason that when it's still connected to the Gulf, which still needs to recreate, which needs to come back in a Taharadik fashion. For that same reason, that means it's more, this that it went away is more temporary. And therefore, even when it's away, they're still connected. And therefore, it can never really reach the highest levels of Asaga until the world is perfected. It's why, for example, I was very excited to find, this will finish, there are midrashim, that Eino Dome, the Torah Sheba Olam Hazeh, Hevel Lefnei Torah Sheba Olam Haba. Midrashim, Ki Kasher Yisbatlu Kol Azuamav, Yisdakachu Kol Abad. Is the language of some of the Achronim, some of them speak about these Inyanim. Kol Avios, Hamafsikin Eilenu, Bein Or Kedushaso, Ikari, Asher Lemaila, Be'atzilus, Oz Yispashet, Or Kedushaso, Atma, Lemata, meaning once all the Zuam, all the Chasronos of the world are gone, then V'nigla Kvod Hashem El Kol Basar. Then we'll be able to understand basically everything at a higher level, because the world gufa will be at a higher level. So my claim is even the neshamos at that point, maybe the Torah that's available to us at this point is not the same as the Torah that will be available to us at that point, even for the olam hashem. That's these are it's that I don't know. But the other parts are more reserved.